Welcome to Effective Immediately. I'm DJ Head.
What up, world? It's your favorite homegirl, Gina Views.
We got a special guest in the studio, formerly known as the artist Problem. Now, Jason Martin, ladies and gentlemen.
How you guys doing?
Woo. Welcome. Ooh. Welcome to our little show.
Ain't nothing little about this.
I know you was in an apartment with me and Chuck.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Ain't shit little about this, baby. It's cracking in here. Congratulations to both of y'all, for real.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We got central AC. Got a couple of lights.
You got security. Parking.
We got white people in the building.
Yeah, you can't just get to you niggas. Uh-huh. You got to have appointments in here right now. You understand?
Well, thank you for coming to the show.
Thanks. I have gifts.
You have gifts?
I have gifts.
Oh, shoot.
Here you go. You guys were a part of that moment. I've been giving them to people.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is fire.
And yes,
and
you guys.
And of course, my stupid ass. I'm never.
You looking to the side.
I'm never looking at the camera. So look, this is me.
You was
right
fixing
here.
Them damn glasses.
Fixing my glasses be falling down. You don't have that strength. You will. Keep living.
But I think everybody's characters represented well in there. You know what I'm saying? I think it was a great candid moment. Even with the rags next to each, the flags next to each other, you got. It was a
That's
lot
the
of,
best part about
it's
it.
A lot of shit, man. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to show y'all something else that we're working on to give to the homie. Y'all don't have to say what it is.
Okay.
But these will be.
Oh, yeah, that's fire.
Yeah, oh, my goodness. Just got the approval.
So don't say nothing, y'all. He'll see it soon.
Well, let's get straight to the Come pop-out on. Show.
Come
you
on.
You know, it was an amazing moment for everybody that's from the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it was a win for the entire
You've been talking. You and y'all been, y'all too. And Nip have been waiting for that moment.
You know, we just talked about it when I had you on Whole Fashions. And that was one thing that I said is that I want everybody on one stage together.
See
and
what
we
happens?
Got it.
Manifestation. You got to speak got it out.
I mean, listen, it wasn't everybody. If it was up to me, the show would be 3 days long.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But it like, was a great starting point.
It's a good, great starting point. And I mean, obviously, Gina kicked it off with that. We might as well start there. Like, I'm going to tell you from my perspective what I saw from Jason Martin.
Okay.
Okay, so from my perspective, what I saw from Jason Martin was veteran, but it's not lost on you what that moment was.
Oh, no, not at all. I from the rehearsals to even after the show being over, it was like, I knew, like, nah, this ain't regular. I done been around this town a long time.
Yeah.
I've never seen somebody extend that light in all of West Coast history, ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's ever. What we've been needing this whole
ever.
Time.
Ever. And there's no slight to anybody before or after him. It's just we gotta say what's what.
And then what I like, too, is to be, I'm going to be honest with you. I really appreciate where you are in life now. Because even when we did the rehearsal, like, you know, we talked about it already. It's already out there. But we only had one day to rehearse.
Yeah.
And getting everybody on one accord, and there was alterations, and I was just doing the best that I could.
Kicked it off though with the coach. You got the coaching moment. Right. I don't know if I got it on video. That boy Head gathered everybody around, and say, hey. I know you from there, but this week we from the same hood. You got a problem? Leave. I said, that's right, nigga. Come on, let's get it going.
That's the Coast Guard.
But it
right
set
there.
A tone.
Yeah.
It was just, you know what it was? It was just like, I don't have time to baby anybody, and I don't have, we don't have enough time.
Nah.
And to be honest with you, it was more like I felt a duty that, like Dot and Dave and Ant and Tim didn't have to share that with us. With you, me.
At all.
They didn't have to share that at all. Mm-hmm. Everybody, the world would have been satisfied if Kendrick Lamar would have got on that stage and did an hour by himself.
It was sold out before it said and friends.
Right.
So it didn't need us.
It didn't even say Kendrick, it said Ken.
Right. It was sold out when it said Ken.
We didn't know Barbie was coming.
Right.
And so I took that very serious, like they don't have to do this. And coming up where, you know, I mean, you had access to the legends and stuff like that, but coming up the way we did, like, people don't have to fuck with you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's a choice and a privilege. And so I was just like, when everybody was talking, I'm just like, hey, this is the thing. This is the moment. I don't give if you don't want to get on what we own right now, you're more than welcome to go right now.
Yep.
But if you come in this building and we do this rehearsal, this is what we own.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to set that tone. I think PG Lang was filming that, but hopefully I get to see that. I don't know what I look like.
It was a moment.
I wasn't trying to be disrespectful though.
No. You did it right. I saw you revving up for the moment. It was like you was in the back setting stuff up. You kind of walked out there like, all right, hey.
Let me talk to my
because
damn kid.
It really was like before that moment, I mean, you know, I don't know nobody has been into the county jail. I have, and I was like, this is like the county jail.
The module.
Sectioned off.
It wasn't that it was sectioned off. You just had everybody in one area, mm-hmm. and everybody had they everybody's.
Yeah.
Everybody had they everybody's.
Right. Yeah. Because nobody knew what they were coming to. Yeah. So, you know, I'm only with, I'm with Eb, so I'm watching everything. I'm just watching the energy. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't that nothing bad was happening. It was just you could tell everybody was like, oh, shit, who else pulling up?
Yeah.
Who else pulling up?
Yeah, because nobody knew who else was going to be
you're
there.
You're just watching the parking lot and people pull up.
If you're
like,
from L.A. and you understand those hood politics, that's an awareness that you just have automatically just from being from out here.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, as one of the elder guys out there, me, Wacko, we were just like, hey, this is about to be good. Let's see what go down. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So he set that tone. And then once we started rehearsals, you can just see. I loved watching the nervous energy mm-hmm. take place. You know what I'm saying? I'm into all that kind of stuff. Yeah. I'm like, bro, if you're nervous or you anxious, that's a great thing. That means you're happy to be here.
Yeah.
And they just wanted to do good. And you could tell even from the first roll to the second rehearsal, they just was better the second rehearsal.
Uh-huh.
And he was doing a great job of just curating, knowing where to put people and stuff. Mm-hmm. That was the fun part to me, the leading up, all the stuff, like getting there at 11:30, camaraderie with all the artists, everybody hugging each other, cameras out, in each other's trailers. Uh-huh. It was no negativity, none.
And I just also wanted to appreciate you, too, because you've taken more of a big brother role in a sense. I mean, not even just to me, but to everybody. Like, hey, I think, you know, it's your show, but this is what I think. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Maybe this, move this around. Hey, the boy, we should probably put him over here. And I had already had these ideas, but you know what you're doing musically. I tell that to people all the time. Like, when it comes to, like, this here, what we do here, like, it's for sure you. Like, you one of them people who know what you're doing musically. So I appreciate that, too. But from your perspective, do you still get, like, I don't want to say nervous because that's a cliche question, mm-hmm. but... Obviously we was all in the moment on stage, but when I saw you walk on the stage, mm-hmm. when I watched the replay, the stream, mm-hmm. it looked like it didn't even, you didn't look nervous. You didn't look none of that. Like the excitement you talked about, mm-hmm. you couldn't see none of that. You was just walking out there, your chin was up, mm-hmm. and you just looking at everything mm-hmm. and just absorbing it.
Well, I mean, the glasses help, so because I'm definitely looking down for them damn fireworks things. I cannot fall. That's all I kept thinking. I cannot fall, so walk as slow as possible.
More viral.
You know, but I get anxious. I don't know if the word is nervous. It's anxious. I get that same feeling like, oh, we're getting ready to go up. This is about to be fun. I mean, I'm doing a song I've performed for damn, 12 years? Mm-hmm. So the song part of it is not the part. It's just like, damn, it's getting ready to start. We've been working for this moment, and it's about to go down. So, yeah, there's definitely those butterflies. The minute before I'm about to get up there, like right when OGZ and them was finishing, that's when that thing started rumbling. I'm like, uh-huh. all right, let's go. And then I got to turn into it, execute, don't fall, nail my cues. And then when I get off, I can go, oh, that shit was great. You know, right. I can have it like once it's done. You know what I mean? Just making sure that it looked good because I just saw how much work was getting put into mm-hmm. it. You know what I'm saying? It's not like a typical, and nothing's typical about performing at the Forum. Not minimizing that. But I'm aware that this is on Twitch. It's on Amazon. I'm watching the show before I walk out.
Highest stream Amazon live event.
Ever. So I'm watching. I'm showing RJ. I'm like, look at the angles. Like, we're literally back there.
Oh, yeah.
We doing game tape. We watching. Oh, like, look.
Yeah.
Like, check it out. Like, I would go left. You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
good.
Yeah. I didn't know y'all was doing
that.
Oh,
yeah, we were. Yes, we. Because they had us like the last five. Uh-huh. They had us like away. Like, we couldn't be in that middle part.
Right.
So that's why we sitting there. I'm like, look, check out the show. Me, OGZ, RJ.
Y'all was like, okay.
Yeah, G.
So you know how to work the stage.
I'm like, just look at it. See, these how the camera's going to work. So everybody kind of dialed.
That's fire.
Oh, yeah. We at work. No matter how fun it is, like, the job is to execute. You know what I'm saying?
I love you was doing that.
Nah, man, because I never knew to do it before. And I just remember I wish somebody would have showed me a few things when I was just out there just faking like I knew what I was doing with confidence, but just getting lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's fire, bro. Go ahead.
No, I just want to say, because you've rocked, you as Problem, you've rocked many arenas.
Yeah.
When you hit that stage and the song dropped mm-hmm. and the crowd went crazy, mm-hmm. did Jason Martin feel any sense of reassurance?
I will say, man, humbly speaking, that ain't even me. That song just works. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's something about that song, and when mm-hmm. they hear that, I'm confident when that ooh, because it just for out here, man, I'm nothing without it. Yeah. Like y'all made it special, so it does the work for me. I just can't fuck up. Mm-hmm. Like that's my job is to just remember the words. But yeah, you love that. You love that. For me though, personally, was to see like Jason Martin, my dad, my mom, and my children to actually see my actual name mm-hmm. while that song was performing was like a real big deal.
Yeah.
My pops, my mom,
they got to have that moment.
They got to see like it didn't, you know, their son ain't a problem to them. They're like, yeah. you know, that name's cool, but you know, we're Martins. Yeah. And so for me to rebrand in front of the world mm-hmm. and not with a new song, but with a song that people know, like, wait, oh.
Yeah.
It was like I've been working on this for 3-4 years, this rebrand. So
I think also seeing like you and RJ, it was almost like, because I was with y'all at the sound check.
Yeah.
But I think just from a fan's perspective, it's like, oh, shit, who's next?
Right.
Yeah. What's next? What's next? It's, oh, who? Oh, this person. Yeah. Oh, then YG comes out.
Yeah.
RJ, like you said, oh, Jeezy. Even when I look at this photo, there's a lot of artists on here who you might have, like, mentored, mm-hmm. who've come up after you. How does that feel for you to see their success?
It's beautiful, man. Like, Meet the Whoops, I have a special relationship with Meet the Whoops mm-hmm. Because they're the majority of the group derives out of the neighborhood I grew up in, me right. and Doc grew up in. So I've known Hitta J3 since he was 11. Mm-hmm. I've known, like, those guys. I've known YS is, like, one of my best friends, little nephews. It's mm-hmm. like I've been seeing them as, like, young dudes. Then I watched them go through the growing pains of the street culture. Mm-hmm. And for them to be so excited, they were, like, shook soda cans up, getting ready to get on their stage. Yeah. Like, bro, should I put my thing like this? Ooh! It was like, that for me was so special, man. It was mm-hmm. so special. And even afterwards, the camaraderie that's grew with a few people that I didn't know, a mm-hmm. few people that I didn't have relationships. I ran into Blue Bucks, was at the Highlight Room, mm-hmm. and our interactions is different now because we shared a moment.
Yeah.
Me, I had him hook me up with Kaylin the other day. Yep. I had some ideas for some stuff here. Oh, like, just, you know what I mean? It made it a bridge to where, okay, we now have a reason to talk to each other if we didn't have one before because of the West Coast.
Yeah.
So now everybody's a little more receptive in that. And then on some other things with some of the other guys that I hadn't been on stage with in 15, 12, 14 years for whatever reason to reconnect with them, like me and mm-hmm. Mustard exchanging hugs and talking.
Oh
afterwards.
My God, you,
like, you know what I'm saying? Like it was a lot of those moments that happened that I'm so proud it happened. Terrence, he was damn near crying, like, look at y'all, it's great. You know what I'm saying? It was amazing. It was amazing.
Do you see this being the future of West Coast music in terms of unity?
Yeah, I think. And to add on to that, I was telling somebody recently, this is probably the first time in history that all levels of the West Coast have products out, from the Dog Pound to Rimble. It's like we've never all been outside. Me, Quick, to Roddy. Like,
and then if you go up top, P-Lo.
P-Lo. Like, E-40 even narrating. I'm talking to him about that. Yeah.
They even threw the nigga that do the skits.
Yep.
Nigga that do the skits
Xavier.
Is crazy.
Do the skits. Come on, Gina.
That's real West Coast shit. You got Storm up there dancing. Yeah. Tommy the Clown.
Yeah, Sham out there. It was a lot.
Best Juneteenth since the Slaves was free.
That was fire.
They was killing her about that comment. Yeah. They killing her online.
That's why I'm saying it again.
Why are they killing her about that?
Because they like, read a book, bitch.
They so serious.
It was a joke. Right. That's why she doubled down on it.
Internet serious.
I mean, wasn't nobody here when that happened? So it's like, how would they know to be able to compare it?
Right.
It's crazy, bro.
I think it was dope, too, to see just, I know, okay, everybody who was backstage and at the rehearsal and in the trailers and everywhere scattered out throughout the forum were not on stage.
Right.
It was dope to see those dudes smiling. Yeah. Because those dudes ain't the dudes that be smiling.
Right.
And just seeing those dudes smile was like, oh, this is some shit.
Yeah.
That's when I knew. Because it was like, we at work. Like, we used to doing this. Okay, we done did some shit together. We done did some big shit, small shit, whatever. We at work. But to see those dudes, like, they smiling. I'm seeing this dude having a drink with this dude who...
They would have never had drinks.
They would have never had a drink. And I'm like... Oh, this is some shit.
Yeah.
And then I seen niggas holding the door for each other.
Yes.
I just told somebody, I heard a nigga tell somebody, man, excuse me, bro. I said, oh, Check this out. Oh, my bad, bro.
Excuse me, my nigga. I saw people hugging that I never thought would hug before. Yeah. She was literally, if for the people who was not backstage that didn't get to feel what we felt at the trailers, it felt like the quad at lunchtime.
Yeah.
All the cool people is all on the quad all together.
It was so fun. It's like, I had fun being a fan. Like, I literally was like, okay, the minute I get off this stage, I'm about to go put on my fan clothes because I'm about to be all over this mother. I'm wearing on shorts, everything. And I was just in the pit like, yo.
This is crazy.
This is crazy. Mustard set, crazy. The tie thing, that just happened. There was a lot of surprises even for us that been there. Like Tyler the Creator.
Yeah.
He always comes to people's shows on the low.
On the low.
He'll be in the cut just watching. You'll just see him just going up. He won't touch the stage.
Yeah.
For him to get on that stage and say, oh, y'all know this? This is fire.
It was amazing. Crazy. I think that might have been, although all of y'all are homies and I know everybody personally, that was my biggest fangirl moment. Yeah. I was so loud for y'all that people were tweeting me saying they can hear me on the live stream.
That's right, Gina.
Like, come on. It was just amazing to not only be there, like I said, as a fan, but to know y'all, to see everybody's journey and things like that.
Yeah, man, we was having
congratulations.
Thank you. No, congratulations to you guys. You know what I'm saying? I think this was a collective effort. Without you doing what you've been doing, making sure that is seen, like rap is exposed and doing that at a high level. And he's been Coast Guarding for the whole damn run since 06. So you know what I'm saying? So everybody, for Dot to say, you know what? All right, go. Right. It's time, and they about to look at me. Y'all go crazy before I get outside. That was fire.
And also, too, like, I also want to give Dot his flowers because of the simple fact he just let us do it. Like, it wasn't like, I mean, obviously they handpicked who they wanted on that stage, and that's respect. But it wasn't like, hey, Jason Martin, you got to do the song. Like, you could have did whatever song you wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wouldn't have let you.
You definitely wouldn't have let me.
I wouldn't have let you.
You're right. As you should have. As you should have. That's like getting to the championship with the fadeaway and like, all right, I'm going to shoot threes today.
No.
That makes no sense.
I wanted them Amazon execs to hear D2B. Girl, what's wrong?
Let me tell you. Hey, I bet them Amazon execs, when we all ran on that stage, probably was like, yo! Whoa, wait a minute.
What's going on out there?
Hey, you know what's funny? The craziest part of that whole thing when everybody was getting on stage was I seen white people just taking their headsets off.
We got this far, guys. Listen,
hey,
the numbers are numbering. Yeah. Let them rock. Fuck it. Hey, we got them.
Yeah, you know what? We're
I see everybody enjoying it. The staff, the ushers. It was literally just a kickback. Niggas was not working like that.
And Dot was like, let's do it again. They was like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying?
That was so impromptu, bro. I'm sitting there, I'm watching this nigga show like, yo, this nigga's going crazy. I got damn ghetto tears going when Black Hippie get up there. And Ebony comes talking like, hey, get ready. We hear like that. I'm like, get ready for what? They're like, we gotta go back to the stage. I'm like, for what?
You mean? Yeah, and people didn't know that. People thought that was planned.
No.
We didn't know nothing about that.
He hit the group chat saying, we about to leave.
I was literally about, bro, okay, she gonna put me out there. So look.
He said, no, head hit the group chat saying, when Dr. Dre get on stage, we leaving.
Like, I gotta get out of here.
Because, no, it wasn't that I was.
No, the nigga was ready to go.
Bro, it was no food. I was hungry, bro. I'm like, I gotta go eat.
We had been there since early.
Bro, we've been there since, like, I've been there since 11 a.m.
Yeah.
No food.
Yeah.
And so people, I mean, y'all know me, but when I get hungry, nothing matters.
Hangry.
I done got up and walked out of whole meetings because I'm hungry. Like, hey, excuse me, it's the white man. Talk to Silas. I got to go eat, champ. You know what I mean? Like, so I hadn't eaten. So I was like, yo, he finna get on stage. I seen Dr. Dre backstage. So I'm like, oh, when Dre get on stage, we out. So I'm thinking, I had that in my mind. So I'm like, okay, if we get backstage, we get all of our stuff, and we're able to get out of here before the whole crowd, I can get some food. Before everybody get to the food.
Right, right.
That's what I'm doing in my mind.
Right.
So then I hit the group chat like, yo, we out. Be on deck or something like that. I said, so I had, Gina was looking and everybody was like, okay, we on deck.
I wasn't leaving.
I hit the group chat like, nigga, if you with me, we out, right? Anyway, then Silas was like, hey, stick around right here. I'm like, what you mean? It's like, Dot want everybody on stage. I said, everybody?
Everybody.
What you mean? So now I go back into like rehearsal.
Right.
The day we was at rehearsal, I'm like, you want everybody on stage in front of the world? So I'm like, oh shit.
Wait a minute.
Okay, wait. Yo. We didn't pull this off.
Right. Now you pushing it.
We ain't gotta do that part with the we got all these niggas on stage and the pyro and like why we got to do all of that? That's what I was thinking in my brain. But then it was just like everybody just kind of like swarmed the whole area. And niggas was like, yo, we on. Let's get y'all. I was like, oh, this is okay.
Bruh, when they say, yeah, so you're going to go on after the third one. I said, the third one? Then, oh, he about to run it up. This is crazy. What's about to happen?
And then the second part to that was I wasn't even trying to get on stage because I'm like, it just became too much.
Yeah.
And then Big Hit came out of nowhere, right?
He done fell.
Big Hit came out of nowhere. He was like, yeah, let me through here, real nigga. I'm like,
straight up.
Big Hit. And the people that was controlling stage didn't know Big Hit because he wasn't performing. Right. So I was like, no, don't stop him.
Don't do it.
Don't.
Nah, him and his grandbaby is getting up
they
here.
Get, like, they get that Big Hit on stage. So now I'm helping the girls, and Dot is standing there looking over in the pit like, head, come on. I'm like, fuck. Okay. So now I got to figure out how to squeeze through this because it was tight. And it was just like, all right, now once we were in the moment, I'm like, okay.
Oh, what's up?
This is cool.
It was up.
And then he was like, we took the photo, and he's like, all right, one more time, Tony. I'm like, again?
Yeah, we tripped.
I think it was like 5 or 6 times.
It was
right?
About 5.
And 6 on the walkout.
Yeah.
It was 6 on the walkout.
When he kept stopping at minor and he started going in slow motion.
I've been practicing on that leg. I keep falling. I can't do it. That man got balance. That was crazy, man. I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it right now, man. Just back in that moment. Man, that was dope. I'm so happy.
I'm glad, bro, that we got to share that together.
Yeah,
that
was, man. I think everybody is too, man. Like that night, everybody was hitting me in the morning like, you went to sleep? I'm like, nah. He was like, nah, me neither. Like everybody, I'm talking about from Dot to DeMar to Dom Kennedy. He 2 days later hit me like, man, I think it's finally hitting me. And it was just like, you know, for him, it was real sentimental. He said the last time he was in the forum was with his father. You know, his father recently passed.
Yeah.
Was to see Kareem play. So he was standing in that spot. And because I tried to grab him, like, man, come on, let's go on stage. He's like, hold on. I didn't know why he didn't want to go.
Oh.
But he was just stuck. And he was like, man.
You know what? It's crazy. Dom didn't tell me why, but now that's clarity on why. Because he said I was just stuck. And I'm like, what the fuck you mean you was
yeah,
stuck?
Yeah, it was his pops. You know what I'm saying? He was in a moment. And I'm like, oh, I get that. I said, I definitely wish you would have been in this pick, though. And he was like, yeah. He said, I couldn't move, bro. He said, I saw it. I was just watching like, yo, this is crazy. Like, a lot of us just couldn't believe it because we had never seen it. We had never seen Los Angeles feel safe.
We've never seen nothing like this.
Nah.
I'm framing this.
Yeah, out-of-towners don't really get it because they're like, you know, they sometimes can look at that and see it in a comical sense. Like, look at them fighting over colors and that. But nah, it's a little deeper than that when you got, especially a lot of those people are like direct enemies.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I know some of those people, once they got off that stage, got some pretty interesting phone calls about why they were there. And
for sure.
And they're still standing
there. Everybody not going to understand it.
And the thing is, it ain't for everybody.
Yeah.
They not like us.
Yeah.
And then we got to understand that.
Mm-hmm. Man, Chupacabra.
Yeah.
Why?
What does that even mean?
Chupacabra is like a I would paraphrase like the Mexican Bigfoot. Okay. And goats are afraid of chupacabras. So that's the meaning of it. A lot of us know what me and Quick do in these studios. We've assisted a lot of people and we've been a part of a lot of big things on the low. And it was just like, you know, beware the chupacabras. When we walk around, man, we can shake shit up. So
you coming to kill the niggas that's the greatest to ever do it?
Nah, I'm just saying the ghosts know what's up.
Woo!
That's all I'm saying.
Fucking bar.
They just know what's up. They know what's up with Q, man. Quick and break this whole studio down and put it back together in front of us. That's a talent, man. I know what I can do. So that was the meaning, and it was we can like brand it a certain way. But the actual album was an accident.
What you mean?
Yeah. He was retired. He was done. He had just bought a new house with some horse ranch shit in the back. He literally called me like, man, come check out the new house. It's by yours. I'm like, all right, well, let me pack up my studio. He's like, you got it? I said, I got it with me. He's like, bring it. So when I pulled over, he had all these plaques just kind of like, he just moving in. So they just kind of there. So he's like, man, set up right there if you want. If you want to kick it, he's making chicken. I'm just, I started doing records. And then he's like, come back tomorrow. Then he's talking shit. Like, why the fuck are you still doing music, man? There's so much stuff we could be doing, man. Let's go here. Let's go on vacation. I'm like, ah, we're doing music. Next day, I come back. Now he got a new mic out. I'm like, all right. Next day, I come back. He got equipment attached to my equipment. He's like, if you're going to do it right. I'm like, all right. So then that next day, I come back, and now he got verses on shit. He said, I woke up out of my sleep. I was hearing something he was doing. I said, uh-oh.
Got him. Do you think you re-inspired him?
I let him tell it. Yeah, he said he was done. He said it was over. He didn't feel like doing it no more. It was other things he wanted to do. Jay Worthy was a big, big influence, though. It was the day he came over and kind of added a different energy to it. This album doesn't happen without him. The way he was just getting features, branding ideas, the motivation, making sure it just kind of kept going. And we looked up 45 days later, we had this project and a whole lot of music.
Did now, when you came back to his house and it was verses on shit, that you, on your shit, right? His verses on your shit. What was the first conversation about it? Like, what was it?
You know me. That's right, nigga. Go up. Yeah, come on. Hop on all this shit. I'm a fan. I'm still a fan of everybody. Of everybody. Like, everybody. I love when people are killing it. I love it. So for him to wake up out of his bed and be like, I heard a verse, it's like, oh, that's still DJ Quick.
Facts.
At the end of the day, that's not like, you know, something named Steve just sitting in there like, that's DJ Quick. That's allowing me to hook up in his house with all eyes on me plaques right there, and fucking Janet Jackson plaques right there, and Murder Was the Craze. I'm like, yo, I'm like a kid in a candy store.
How'd you feel when he told you he wanted to retire?
I knew it was cap. Me personally, I knew it was cap, but it was a necessary cap. He needed somebody to be like, ah, nah, we're not doing that. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, people around him probably just settling in, like, okay, he's done everything. It's not like he needs to do anything to accomplish anything else. So he didn't really need to put out another album. But shit, we got this opportunity and it's going good. It's going real good.
What's the response been like for you? I mean, both of y'all are veterans. He's a legend. Like, what's been the response from the, from the community, because it's a lot of features on the project.
Yeah.
Been like when you first reach out, or Jay Worthy first reach out, like, hey, you know, Jason Martin, Quick, they got something going on. It's like, is it like, oh shit, for real? Or is it like, man, I thought this nigga was done, or I knew he wasn't.
Man, them verses was coming back so fast, man. I would just be in there working on something, and then Jay Worthy be like, check your email. It'd be a Bun B verse. Check your email. Larry June verse. Check your email. CeeLo verse. I'm like, bro, what are you doing? He's like, they want to get down, peas. Everybody want to get down. You know what I'm saying? They like what y'all doing. It was some people trying to take the actual songs for their albums. Oh, I had a couple of them incidents. Was like, yo.
Who tried to take a song?
A$AP Rocky wanted Ditto.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Like, let me get that.
He wanted it for his album. And Chuck, Game, so Game wanted Ditto.
I can see Game. He wanted Ditto. He probably low-key took one.
He not over here. Okay. I'm not playing with that. Big old Chuck. He got me fucked up. Like, no. Yeah, he definitely tried it, though.
He tried it.
He's like, you playing me records I can't even have? What is this about? I said, you came and hopped on 40s. I tend to get on this. So, nah.
It's a lot of features on here. Game, Big, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Game, Big Hit, Sugar Free, Meet the Woops, Larry June, Jay Worthy, Lil Jon. So many people on here. DJ Drama, Absol, Currency, Bun B, Dom Kennedy. Why so many features?
They like the music. The energy just start coming in. Like, it was
like that you guys aren't exclusive, are making it exclusive, and this is open for the people that we're also fans of.
Yeah, like Thundercat was like, whoa, they wanted to submit some. I'm like, okay, yeah, this is getting wild. We're producers first.
Right.
At the end of the day, me and Quick, like, we lean into song crafting more than like the MCing part of it. So for me, it's like, why can't Dom have a solo project, a solo song? Why can't Game have a solo? Who said we couldn't?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that's the real musicianship. It's like, we're here to break every rule. They sent it in because they wanted to be involved with it. And, you know, I like to leave stuff as is. If it's rocking, ain't no point in like, all right, where I'm gonna rap. Like,
yeah.
No, it sounds fire. Let's
selfless.
Let's leave it right where it is. The music is great. It's popping.
What's mm-hmm. the conversation like? I mean, what's the relationship like with ASAP Rocky? Was that a you thing, a Jay Worthy thing?
That was Jay Worthy. Jay Worthy used to be signed to Yams.
Gotcha.
Yams. So I do know through Chase Infinite. Shout out to him. They're working on his project now. So it was a few different conversation ways about it.
Got you.
Yeah.
And then also the Lil Jon connection, bro.
Yeah.
I became a DJ listening to Lil Jon mm-hmm. in real life.
Mm-hmm.
And like when I heard him on the project, I was like, because it's like, I don't like to look at track lists and right. shit. I like to just listen.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to put it on and just listen. And now if I catch it, I catch it. And then then that's when the journalists and shit kick in. I'm like, oh, okay. Who produced this shit? That's mm-hmm. when I nerd out. But when I heard Lil Jon, it was more like it's like, oh shit, that's Jon.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Cause he's like, it's
sprinkle, blam.
It's just blam. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. yeah.
Okay. How do you go about, you talking about being a producer, how do you go about deciding what gets that?
Okay, now me and Lil Jon, we have a relationship, like it's over 12 years. We did some records prior. I'm on a few of his projects. We had a single before. But we met, his son was a super fan of me, so I popped up at his birthday party just out of nowhere for his son and John. So we were like cool for a long time. So certain records is like, all right, I'm here, we gonna flip Rodeo. I'm like, it's super West Coast, it's gonna be dope. We crafted this joint, I'm like, what can we do to like take it that way? So I'm like, I hit John, I'm like, yo, I got something, man. I just need you to just yell through it. Give me something on it. He heard it, he's like, oh, this is crazy, I got you. So, you know, I'm working on the album. And then, like, I think it was, like, a Saturday morning. He's like, yo, I'm about to be at the studio. I'm about to send you what you need. I'm going to knock it out. Hopefully, it'll be enough. I'm like, all right. He's like, yeah, man, Usher rushing me right now, so I'm going to knock it out. So he sent me the vocals. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, Usher rushing me. Whatever.
That ain't none of my business.
So it comes back, and I'm like, all right, we get it done. Then the week later, the nigga pop up on the Super Bowl. So he did that shit right before the Super Bowl.
That's crazy. Mm.
Yeah, like that's just the kind of guy he is. For him to be in one of his biggest moments ever, he like, oh, I got you. Let me knock this out real quick. Whoa, whoa. And shit.
Usher rushing me is crazy.
It's crazy.
Hey, I got you, but Usher rushing me right now.
And rushing me for the Super Bowl, though. He couldn't say that part.
Right.
Because I'd have been like, what?
Nigga, put my shit on the back.
Nigga, if you don't wait till you done. But, right. I mean, the humility in that guy, man. Yeah. Shout out to John, bro. For sure.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Sonically, when I'm listening to the project, it doesn't sound... It sounds like... It sounds like hip-hop, but like us.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how to describe... I don't know
yeah.
how to articulate that better. Yeah.
But I want to go with elevated nostalgia.
Okay, I like that.
It's like,
because it sounds like I don't know who produced the Meet the Whoops song. Welcome to the West Side?
It's called Meet the Whoops, the song.
It's called Meet the Whoops.
So that was Quick's Groove 1, but remixed.
Okay. So, and a lot of that, I could hear that on this.
Yeah, we definitely went through records that we loved from like the 90s and then like put a twist on them and brought them to here. And then like, I would say the second half is like, more modern, but like still bringing, adding the sounds from the past into the moderns.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like we wanted to do like this sound clash situation. Shout out to my boy Dominique Sanders, man. He did a lot of the heavy lifting production wise. G1 was in there, you know what I'm saying? He was bringing in his crew and I was bringing in mine and we were just jumping all the records. But once Quick mix it and do that thing, his sound is a brand. So he can take anybody's beat and now it becomes Quick.
Is it hard working with somebody who's that meticulous? Because I've heard the same things about Dre. I've heard the things about Quick. I've heard the things about... Even when I was talking to Dog, he was like, no, I get in there and tell Corrupt, no, say it like this. And then, but Quick is a maniac. Like, I've been on stage literally DJing and he'll go he'll be mic checking and he'll be like, no, turn me up 3 dB. I'm like, bro, what the fuck does that mean?
Right, 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 right. I mean, with him, we've been working so long that this now is like, it's like running a pick and roll. We got that. But yeah, I expect it going in, so it doesn't bother me. He's a master. So when the masters say change it, change it. It's not that deep. Now, if it's something that I'm like, I think we got to stay here with it. And he respects me enough because he know I wouldn't say it if you know what I mean? If I didn't think it. He respects my craft enough. We have a great working relationship. For me and him, We just liked that it was two people that knew how to engineer and mix instead of one that could record everybody. It's tough, man, doing these four albums alone. Mm-hmm. You know, so he was able to go get the champagne and the chicken going while I may be engineering for the rapper that's right there. And then I can say, all right, man, I do not know how to make that sound like that. We can get up and swap, and I'll roll up the weed and entertain the crew or whatever. So that's why it was done so fast. Like, I've never done an album this fast.
How fast?
We did it. Everything was probably done in about 40 days.
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm talking about all those features are new. It was nothing sitting around in a hard drive. Everything is brand spanking new.
Damn.
Yeah. These are no lingering songs that we had sitting around.
When you put on your producer hat, or like you said, mixing and engineering, you just crafting songs for another artist. Mm-hmm. How are you able to remove your ego and not say, I'm going to keep this for myself? It's almost like when I go Christmas shopping, mm-hmm. I'll be buying shit for people. And I'll be like, I can use this. How do you remove your ego in those situations?
I believe in my ability that God is going to keep lighting me that I can keep making music. So it's not, mm-hmm. I don't look at it like that. It's like, if I came here and we're working on Gina's project and I make some amazing song, it's like, well, God put me here for this to happen for her. It'd be selfish of me to be like, all right, let's try something else. Like, the energies of the room was for you.
Yeah.
When the energies in the room are for me, then it's for me. I kind of, mm-hmm. I can compartmentalize things like that. I've never like saved a record. Like, okay. I did something, if I got to do something for somebody, or we working on somebody and it come out crazy, I'm like, ooh, they about to go off.
Yeah.
Like, I think I was talking to Nima earlier about I Don't Want Her. It was like, yeah, when we wrote that.
You and Eric Bellinger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When we wrote that, it was like, I could have easily been like, especially at that time, then that's mine. It's up.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was like, we trying to break a new guy out of the city.
Yeah.
Now take it, get cracking.
Yeah. Now, without name dropping. Mm-hmm. Has anybody ever disappointed you on the song and you kept it for yourself?
I mean, disappointed like what? Like didn't
they didn't deliver well?
I haven't had that happen yet because we're not leaving until it's right.
Yeah. Period.
We're not. We what else we got to do? This is what we do. Like, let's dial it in. Let's recut again. Maybe I need to recut again. Maybe I need to change the drum. I need to do something so that we're all satisfied when we leave. I haven't had yet to have that happen.
You're and I guess this all just speaks to your expertise, but because when you played I forget the name of the song, but it's the one with you, Ken the Man, and Diddy. Mm-hmm. When you played it for me, I believe it was Slowed Down.
Yeah, it was.
And we was in the studio, and then I forgot what the conversation was, but you said something like, let me speed this up, or let me do, you know, mm-hmm. something on it. And it made the song, it was already a dope song, but it made it 10 times better.
Yeah, them BPM switches, like DJs know, like when they get a record, they got about 2 to 4 BPMs they can go up when they playing without the pitch shifting.
Yep.
So now with the technology, like I can take a song from like a 98 BPM to 110 without the shit.
Without the chipmunking.
No different. Mm-hmm. So I'll play. Like even the song on Chupacabra.
It's a couple of them that's moving on that motherfucker.
Yeah, I had to get it up. Like Money, Cars, and Guns, he recorded that maybe 15 BPM slower, 20 BPM slower. It was hella slow. And then with Dom gonna tell you when he don't like something.
Slow it down.
So I had to do some shit in my headphones. I'm like, hold on, I got an idea, but you go over there and go fuck with Quick real quick. So then when I sped it up and he heard it back, he was like, yo, what made you do that? You know how he good. He's like, but erase it though. I gotta recut it to this speed because I gotta find my bop.
Bro,
like,
so
I'm gonna do it.
Let me. I want to butt in, but so I heard that like later on in the album, he was like, you know, we got to go back to this. And then Don was like, yeah, slow that down.
Mm-hmm. That really happened.
That really happened.
I'm playing him the album. He come over like him and Absol was the last ones because I needed my homies on there. Like I need to get my niggas that I know, like really this culture thing that we cultivating here. So I play him the album. He like, man, everything sound fire. I don't know. So I playing the instrumental, like the Chupas Groove, and it breaks down and slow down. He like, man, loop that part. I'm like, what? He like, that part, loop that and just repeat it on some hip hop shit and I'm gonna go off. The slow down part when it go boom, clack, boom, clack, he rapped to that. So I took it, looped it, and then I said, all right. He's like, all right, we'll speed it up some. I'm like, okay, you're gonna have to really, we got to recreate this moment because this is even insane
that
we sampling a record that's already on the record.
Right.
Right. That really happened.
You resampled a song that's on the song.
Yeah, he was like, that's the one I gotta get on. I'm like, but that's the instrumental. You know, every Quick album got an instrumental. He's like, fuck all that. We got to bring it back, though. Like, well, it's art. Let's rock. Do it.
Fuck it.
Yeah, man. You caught that.
I caught it.
That's fire.
I caught that's it. Fire. I caught it. I'm like.
That one from the earlier, though.
Yeah, that's one from the really earlier. Happened. To slow it down, though. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, okay. So Dom got to get in his little.
He's really a producer on the law. He know what he got a different ear. A lot of people don't give him credit for.
That's true.
Yeah.
Even I don't. Not in a negative way. I'm just saying, like,
yeah.
I never think about Dom, but he always does that. Like, every feature I've ever seen him do where I witnessed it, he'll, like, no, slow it down, or speed it up, and then, like, it's a co-production effort.
Yeah, definitely.
The album kicks off. Okay, I want to read you this lyric. It says, "Too much down south dick licking."
Mm-hmm.
Jason Martin.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, there's more to it. There's nuance.
Yeah.
There's context.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a whole bar. But that part stood out to me. Where did that come from?
Well, that's paying homage to Jay-Z's 22 twos on Reasonable Doubt. At the time, the West Coast was the hottest in the game. So he said, too much West Coast dick licking.
I knew it.
At this time, the South is the hottest in the game.
I knew it.
So it was like, well, we got to swap that out. So it's more so like how on fire they are. Y'all got to chill out with this shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, we out here trying to sound like them niggas. We out here trying to do what they do. It's no slight to them. But out here in my city, is too much down south dick licking when we in the studio.
Yeah.
Same thing Jay-Z did when he was telling the East Coast, like, man, get off them niggas' dick. We us. So that's where it came from.
Yeah, I know
22 twos from Reasonable Doubt.
I caught that, too. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
You know what? Every now and then, you do some shit, I'm like,
yeah, sneak something in there, some like, hip-hop. Okay. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I'm like, okay, this nigga's really a hip-hop head.
Niggas hit me like, oh, you dissing the South? Okay. No, it's we have Jay-Z. Southern people all over the damn album.
Right.
Do you think we're getting taking the spotlight back?
It's took.
It's up to us.
It's us. We have to do what we have to do. At this point, we got thrown the easiest lobs. Yeah. The West Coast doesn't get these type of lives, bro. We got to watch this man dismantle everybody else's Superman for 2 weeks straight. It was one of the most exciting times in hip-hop history where we're, like, on our seat waiting. Like, the internet had never seen anything like that. Radio had never had a moment mm-hmm. like that. Hip-hop had never had a moment like that. And for him to end it with a mustard beat was the perfect lob and layup for DJs, radios. Yeah. Now tell us our tempo don't fit now.
Yeah.
That's a lie.
That's a lie.
Tell us we can't go 98 plus up now. Go ahead. I dare you to. It's not true. The number one record and still bouncing through the number one to number five is still that song.
A diss track.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I love it that the children are rapping about the Atlantic slave trade. And I seen a 10-year-old rap that verse. I'm like, he don't even know. He's being educated.
Yeah.
And to say that, yeah, stop messing with these little ass girls. It's some real messaging going on over that mustard beat. I think it even changed the way people are gonna attack his beats.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to just be at the party or talk about your bag over it. We just saw a real masterclass.
Yeah.
So now niggas' mind should be like, poof. And then that was before. That dropped. This show just made it. Well, all right, now everybody can be seen.
Yeah.
Now what y'all gonna do? Are y'all gonna like start beefing again? We're gonna do that thing. We're gonna talk about who wasn't there all day. We're gonna talk about why, and just are we just gonna get to work? Because right now the city on fire.
Yeah.
And I think too, like to your point, what's dope is even I see some people like having their discrepancies, but. It's like, no, bro, this is the moment. I don't give a fuck if you was on the stage. If you from California, the Bay, Central Cal, you from Fresno, Bakersfield, Oxnard, I don't give a fuck where
Vegas,
you from.
It's for all of us.
Vegas, Reno,
everybody.
Yeah.
Phoenix, get cracking.
Get cracking.
Right now.
Listen, man, and I want to speak on that too, man. Like, again, man, we got this really bad. It wasn't even 24 hours and we started talking about who wasn't there.
Yeah.
We gotta chill. As somebody who, I've never done Rolling Loud. Have you ever heard me complain about it?
No.
Mm-mm. I only clap and repost when niggas go up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's crazy to me that y'all would take all of our moment and turn it into this entitlement thing. I think it's kind of selfish, and I think people should check their egos right now. I think if anything, just pull up and be involved. I done pull up to plenty of shit that I didn't touch the stage on.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
I done pull up to a lot of things. I didn't applaud it, sent DMs, texts, reposted a lot of moments that the Prob wasn't invited to.
Yeah.
But the thing is, why would I make somebody else's moment about me? We got to chill out. We got to chill. Like, that type of stuff gets momentum because people like clickbait. People like to entertain a type of negativity. You don't know why, what, and what higher power said no. So don't be coming at the homie because we're not playing that. Don't be coming at him because we're not playing that. Don't be coming at Mustard.
Oh, niggas mad at me.
Yeah, we not playing none of that. But being mad don't do nothing. Yeah. Being mad, you can be mad all day. Yeah. But the fact of the matter is history got done. And who the fuck said we won't get another moment like
That's
that?
That's been my point.
You know how many promoters want to throw little baby pop-outs now?
Yes.
You know how many people are like, whoa, oh, they know how to act. We could take this thing to Europe with four of the guys from the front. Like, bro, chill out.
Yeah.
Like, chill out.
I have people calling me, too, from Atlanta, like, yo, we got this festival that we do. Like, can we do something? Can you, what are some guys that wasn't there? Like, can we bring them out? That way, they get the shine.
Let's keep the party going. And yeah. I get it, man. I get it. I've definitely felt that before. Like, damn, why I couldn't come and throw it up? But I'm not going to publicly say it.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it was right at the forum. Niggas could have been in there. I mean, the weekend didn't hit the stage, neither. SZA didn't hit the stage.
Right.
Keem didn't either.
Yeah.
Rick Ross. They all was there like this. There. You should have been your ass in the spot.
I
should have been in the spot.
I don't think people are paying attention and aware of how much like this. I love this. That's why I keep
picking on, man. Me too. That's why
this
I had to make
them. Is bigger than everybody in this picture.
Yes.
This is about the generations that's going to come afterwards that was able to see this and witness this. We've never seen this before.
Never.
We didn't get this from our OGs. There hasn't been anybody who said, let's bring all the artists together. Let me tell all of y'all, like Hez said, you from here, but today we all from the same hood.
Yeah.
That has not happened. And I feel like, because I've seen a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Oh, this person wasn't there. That person wasn't there. You know, this, and that. That's not the point. The point is that this happened.
Yeah.
We never thought that we would see no shit like this before. The last time that every hood was together was when Nip died.
Yeah. And, you know, and again, once you do it right the first time, the second ones are easy.
Yeah.
The third ones are easy.
And I think it's just, I mean, you know me, I'm going to come with the business, but a lot of these infrastructures and these platforms are seeing the value in our culture. Mm-hmm. In our community. And so now it's on us to keep that going where if we don't fuck it up, they're going to continuously invest. It's like, oh, okay, let me do a show over here with these people. Let me take this on the road. I might have, you know, it's all these types of things. And then these brands, like I always tell, sorry, the homie Atron. I'm always telling the homie Atron, like, get off the internet with your opinions because you might badmouth SiriusXM, but then one day SiriusXM might give you a radio show.
Straight up.
So it's just like certain things like that I'm always trying to. I sound preachy, but
nah, you sound right. I mean, we were in the rehearsal. I'm like, it was about 3-4 people, and I'm like, damn, I wish they were here. So we all, it was that thing was thrown by Amazon, guys. You guys gotta chill the fuck out. This was not like, you know what I'm saying? We gotta dial it back a little bit with the negativity 24 hours after it happened.
Nigga, you ain't even enjoying the moment.
That's crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? I done tapped in with some folks and this and that, and I understand that feeling. I get it, bro. Like, I think let's switch to what you said. Like, damn, that was fire. I wish I was there is a way better tweet.
Yeah.
It's a way better post. Damn, the homies up there killing it.
Yeah.
I wanted to be up there. That makes it more joyous, more celebratory.
Celebrate your people.
Yeah, we are, you know what I mean?
I think it's important to note, but also want to give credit where credit is due. Like, there has been a lot of people who show support and love, and not even just from here, but even from the Bay.
Right.
Like, from the Bay, it was a lot of, man, we want to replicate that. We want to do this. You know, the homie Dame, he's got his show. He's from Oakland, but he has his, the boy Dame, he has his moment that he has at Cameo Summer Jam. And it's Dame and Friends. And it's like, man, I want to recreate that energy. And it's like, so fuck whoever is on stage and all of that. But it's just sparking that.
Right.
And I want to see that from Memphis.
Yeah.
I really want to see that from Memphis.
I want to see Chicago.
Like, I want to see that. And now, because what's going to happen, what this is the truth, and I probably shouldn't say this on the air, but the truth is, whoever you want to put as they don't want to see us like that.
Not at all.
Because there's power in that. Because when we start doing that, Chicago get they shit together. Memphis get they shit together. Jacksonville get they shit together. Like, when we start doing that, real infrastructure gets created. And now we take the economics and we start doubling up and reeing up and all that. That's when you're going to see some real shifting of the culture. And I think that's the takeaway.
Yeah, man. Let's again, you can have barbershop talk with your folks. I don't mind that, man. But we all are public figures at this point, man. Let's have a little more responsibility when we're talking about something as iconic and historic as this event.
Bro, I think, well, before we get into the bullshit, I want to say, I want to give you the opportunity to.
He thought it wasn't no bullshit.
Oh, no, it's for sure some bullshit.
That's right.
It's for sure some bullshit. But before we get into that, I do want to say that, you know, you've done a great job at navigating musically as far as, like, I've seen the way you've been moving. And I want you, I'm going to challenge you publicly to continue to mentor. And, like, you reached out to me. You was like, yo, I got records for Kalen. I've been producing. I got these ideas. Hook me up with Kalen. I put you right on the phone with Kalen, for real, for real. And you like, yo, I'm going to send it over. And I'm seeing the, I'm like, boom. Like, that's what we need from you.
Okay.
We need that from you. Mm-hmm. I told the same thing to Hit-Boy. Mm-hmm. We need that because Hit-Boy got a huge platform. He's all in on Big Hit right now. But when Big Hit is going on tour, I need you back in with these people.
Yeah,
I need you in the same way. I told Terrace the same thing. I challenged Mike and Keys. I pulled up on my guy Mars. I told him, like, I need y'all to help me with the next wave because Loda Great, Larry J, like, all of these dudes can use what you know. Yeah. And they don't have nobody that's doing that for them like that. So
say less, man. And then I used to have like some rebuttal for that. Like, well, they gotta listen. They don't even gotta listen. I got you.
It don't matter if they listen.
I'm gonna hit you, like, because you're not gonna be able to say it didn't come from Jay.
Exactly.
I'm gonna let it fly because I see it. I see where it can go. It's real small kinks. It ain't even really deep. It's like really just some sonic things that can happen. And them boys is out of here because they already looking like it. They looking like it. Everybody was fresh as fuck. Wasn't no dusties on stage at this joint. The West was looking like the West. Yeah. You know what I mean?
All right. So a couple things. You have something else?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Let's get into it.
All right. So this right here is, we're gonna do the head scratcher. So what these are these are grade school questions. Mm-hmm. I'm actually gonna ask you three grade school questions. And we'll see, you know, how well you do on the radio.
Okay.
All right. So, name the five high schools that are a part of Compton Unified School District.
Damn, it's five? That's crazy. Where that shit at? Centennial, Dominguez. Compton High doesn't count because they're rebuilding it. Does that count?
Yeah.
That's about it. That's all I know. That's shit. They got some. What's the other?
They got something going.
Man, talk to me. They must be like in a small.
They got something going. It's crazy.
There's
a school system.
Exactly,
and kids are getting educated.
There's two other high schools. Oh wait. But does Linwood count?
No.
Okay.
It's Compton Early College High. Compton High.
No. Compton, you know, you want to hear something crazy?
At Compton Virtual Academy.
Now this is gonna be weak. What? My baby goes to CEC. What school do your baby go to? But her shit is, she's graduating from junior high. I'm like, I don't even look at it as that. But she is about to stay there to go. Does King Drew count?
Bro, no, I just gave you one.
What's the other one?
It's Dominguez, Centennial, Compton. It's three CEC. Versions of Compton. Compton Early College High, Compton High, and Compton Virtual Academy.
What's Compton Virtual Academy? Where's that?
It's a virtual academy, but it's in the school district.
How would I know? So they at their house?
You don't say no.
Ain't this about a damn? That's a trick question.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Okay.
Just let's see. I feel stupid.
What year was the city of Compton established?
1952?
1952? That's your final answer?
1946 or 52.
It was
one of those.
That's a random.
Right.
Huge.
1952, I would say.
Okay.
But
I know I'm wrong. Okay. But that's my guess.
No. It was 1888.
God damn.
Yeah. 1888.
See, they didn't teach us shit at Centennial when I was there.
Okay. Last one. Which mammal has the most powerful bite in the world?
This nigga sucked his teeth.
Right. Which mammal? A bear?
That's your final answer?
A gorilla? I'm trying to think.
You have to make a final answer.
Bear.
A bear?
Yeah.
No.
What?
It's a hippo. Most powerful bite in the world.
Hippo.
But I'm surprised about the first two questions, because Compton, for real, you ain't got to ask, nigga.
Right. That was I'm a little older. But I'm a tad older than
apparently
I
apparently we do got to ask.
Yeah, we definitely got to ask about the school system. When I was there, it was 2.5.
It was 2.5.
That's it. It was, you know what I mean? Because Compton's been getting rebuilt for 15 years. I don't know what the hell's going on in Compton High, Centennial and Dominguez. So virtual is kind of like the tricky one, though.
Last thing, want to get your thoughts on having somebody culturally aware in the room. Obviously, we're talking about things that's going on in the culture. The XXL freshman just came out.
Right.
I know that's something that you've never really got to participate again.
Mm-hmm.
Something that you never got to participate in.
Right.
But you've always been supportive of people who did make it. That was us.
Right.
Being represented on that. We didn't get no representation this time, but they called the cover Not Like Us. Or they themed it Not Like
Us. A troller.
Oh, you think it's a troll?
It's definitely a troll.
Damn.
They could have called it anything else. Like, what are we doing?
They subbed us?
Definitely trolled us.
Really? I didn't even look at it. Like, I didn't even think about it like
they
that.
Was sub- they were subbing me us. Up.
That's the first thing I thought. Like, oh, they trolling. That's crazy.
Like, you can't get in this party.
That's crazy.
What?
Like, meaning, like, ah. Because me, I looked at it, I fell out laughing. Like, oh, that's funny.
I never even thought about
even
it. Like,
think about I just thought, just in the theme it was, of it was, you know, it diss tracks.
It was a perfect way to piss the West Coast off while this shit going on. Like, watch this. You already know everybody got to meet. It's so much for them shits to be named that and all that. Somebody's like, let's call it Not Like Us.
Do you think that there any West Coast representation of the culture in the XXL rooms? Do we know that?
Obviously not.
I don't think so. If I was betting, I would say no.
Obviously not. I mean, again, that shit is like hit or miss as far as like that covered the last 4, 5, 6 years, though. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't say it's lost its luster. I don't think it just speaks to what's actually shaking.
I think it's
some slots that you can grab up, and if you want to use your marketing budget on that, go ahead and get it. Mm. But if you already selling platinum records, shout out to 310 Baby, you can keep your change and go and perform with Dot at the biggest show that ever happened in the world.
Yeah.
I don't think he needs to cover. I think he just got it covered real quick.
Right.
Right. Shout out to the homie, man. Right. And he got another blap out, man. I don't know, man.
But if it was anybody that they could have pulled from the West Coast, it should have been 310.
It had
baby.
To be him.
Especially right now.
His story is beautiful.
Yeah.
He graduated from high school with a platinum.
That's literally a college freshman.
And just was a part of history.
Facts.
Yeah.
And is about to do, I seen his name on some other things that's happening this weekend. That kid is about to be a monster out here. And he still records on his phone? That's insane. That's fire. But it's a lot of guys that I think that, especially after watching the show, like, niggas is just like, yeah, they ready. I feel like everybody's ready right now. And they just needed something to kind of piss us off. We getting too many W's this year.
Yeah.
So they had to do something like, well, y'all are not getting in this one.
All right. Mm-hmm.
That's why I looked at that.
Well, listen, thank you, for being who you are. We had a conversation.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
I appreciate that too.
And I look forward to, many endeavors. I need you on these dudes.
I'm
need
on
you
it.
On these younger dudes. Like, pause.
Yeah, I was gonna say, but I didn't want to fuck up
y'all
the moment.
Y'all don't have to pause.
Yeah, I didn't want to fuck the moment
way.
Up.
I don't.
I need
think
you.
That
I do.
Okay. No, I'm not mature enough for this conversation. No, I need you. I need you for real in these trenches, because they need it. They need the mentorship. They need the knowledge that we have, and they're not gonna listen just like you didn't.
Right.
So
that's why I know I didn't listen to shit. So I get it. It has to be force fed at some point. But yeah. I mean, I can't wait. You know what I'm saying? I've been talking to a lot of other producers. Talked to Quick about just making sure we manicure their sound. I don't really want to change anybody's thing they're doing. It's just about adding that gloss so it can, like, translate outside of the city. I can't wait, man. My line is open. I gave everybody my number, so And I'll be calling them, bugging the shit out of them too. Like, what's up? What y'all on?
We need you. We appreciate you. Man, thank appreciate you so y'all. Much.
And we appreciate this. Like, we need this. You know what I'm saying? I feel like all forms of conversation need to be represented in California, mm-hmm. from the hood gossip to the very manicured business air. I love this. You know what I'm saying? This is my speed right here. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I ain't worried about nobody getting mad and shooting. I'm into this. And I know some nigga trying to go viral sitting right there. Like, and I got a fake go to the bathroom because I was like I did at the community the other day. Shout out to the homies. I'm like, y'all niggas wild. I'm like, oh, I fake pee at Pun Show all the time. If I see something about to go wild, I'll be like, let me go to the bathroom real quick. And he know it too. Like, here go this nigga. No, I appreciate y'all, man.
We need every flavor.
Let's give everybody some, man, because we need some West Coast media.
Man, Jason Martin, ladies and gentlemen, it's effective immediately. Thank you for listening.